The name of this story is Some Guy in the Subway. It's late February, pre-pandemic, and I'm trying to get to the subway at 42nd Street. But it's rush hour, and so crowded that we can't get anywhere near the train platform. So we're all waiting on the stairs until a train comes in. Everyone's really bundled up. Hats, scarves, down coats. Still, I feel a tap on my arm. Oh, I think, a friend. And I turn around to find a man I don't know, just behind me, smiling. A big, mischievous smile. And when I catch his eye, he purses his lips and smacks the air, blowing a kiss right at me. I'm really mortified, and I quickly turn back around, feeling the red rising in my face. I sort of can't believe the cheek of it. But there's something in the mischievous smile that's kind of tickling me, and so I turn back. When I catch his eye the second time, he says, "You're beautiful." And my face must say what I'm feeling, which is a kind of ugh, because it quickly adds, come on, doesn't it make you feel good when some guy in the subway responds to you? And then I couldn't help but smile. I mean, he was really just flirting. He's harmless, and in this crowd, he's not even invading my space. He's also sort of offered me a choice of how to respond. I can feel good, as he suggests, or I can feel angry, or I could get defensive, and really only one of those options, as he's pointed out, offers a moment of delight. So I relax. And as I do, I soften, and he must see me soften because he taps his hand on his heart and says, still with the big smile, "You make my heart flutter." And now we're smiling and we're laughing, and it's sort of absurd and sweet all at the same time. And now a train's arrived and people are moving down the stairs, so I turn back around, go down with the crowd, and our encounter ends. I will never see him again. Still, here I am, 7 years later, still enjoying our short encounter.